Hey there, this is Noah Garcia, the host of NG Unplugged. Hopefully all of you have had an opportunity to get unplugged, get re-energized, and get back on course. So today, let's talk about leadership mindset. Unfreeze your thinking with faith, hope, and positivity. So there's a lot of talk about mindset. Today we're going to look at it through a different perspective. And maybe you might have heard this perspective. And if you haven't, then hopefully you can take some tidbits from today's episode and apply it to your leadership, to your life. So what is mindset? What is this whole talk about mindset? Like I mentioned before in previous episodes, you can go online, do a search on the definitions of different topics that I talk about. But for today, mindset, it's the established set of attitudes held by someone. It's a set of assumptions, methods, or notations held by one or more people or groups of people. So those are the general definitions of mindset. And there's different interpretations of what mindset means. What does mindset mean to you? How do you define mindset? And how do you apply mindset to your leadership, to your followership, to the people that you lead? So let's look at assumptions. What are assumptions? It's a thing that is accepted as true or as certain to happen without proof. So an assumption is something that you think, you're already thinking that, okay, I'm assuming this is will be the outcome, and yet there is no proof. And sometimes people can think about different scenarios and start creating outcomes, and there's no proof, there's no validity. Nothing has even come to fruition close to what you've been thinking. And sometimes anxiety can result. Fear, paranoia can result because of all that thinking and all those assumptions, and you start pondering upon it. And that's a whole different avenue on discussing about how thought process, assumptions, and all that can lead toward anxiety and fear, paranoia, and other things. But we're not going to go down that road. But in general, assumptions, sometimes we can think of outcomes of something and we hold it to be true, and it's far from the truth. Methods is also a part of mindset. Certain routines. You have certain routines in place already. You have established the way things will be, the way you structure your thought process. So you have your methodology in place. Notations, it's a conception of or belief about something. You already have established in your mind certain beliefs about certain individuals, a certain organization, the company you work for, the people you lead, about your colleagues. And so you've established those beliefs, whether they're true beliefs or false beliefs, your perception, you've have those notations within your mindset. Some people have a set mindset, it's fixed. They already have established those assumptions, those methods, those notations, it's there. And they've had it for such a long time, they're unwilling to make changes to their mindset, even though others talk to them, they've listened to different topics, they've experienced different things, but yet their mindset is fixed. It's frozen. Others are open. Their mindset is open, it's fluid, it's changing, it's evolving, it's growing, it's maturing. It shifts with the times. Their paradigm shift. There's also the individual mindset, and there's the group mindset. So, but we're going to focus on mainly the individual, and we'll touch on some group, but mainly the individual mindset. And we'll also talk about how faith, which is things unseen, you're having faith and you have hope and that positivity, and how, and we'll add empathy, how all of that. You use all of that to surround and energize your mindset and your thought process so that you go a certain direction instead of looking at it negative, hopeless, and lack of empathy, all that that can hinder your mindset and ultimately your leadership growth, your leadership actions. But I would like to use an illustration today. And if you're not into sports, I respect that. But I want to use sports as an example, specifically baseball. And if you have no inkling of baseball, no understanding of it, or just not interested, just bear with me as I break it down for you about baseball and how it ties into mindset and how it ties into your leadership. And if maybe you know somebody that plays baseball on a high school level or at the Babe Ruth level, you have a nephew, a niece, even if it's softball, or if you played on a softball team, even if it's recreational. So, or you can substitute baseball for football or tennis or any sport, swimming, whatever the sport may be, or activity, as I use this baseball illustration. So think about baseball in general, and I know baseball season's going to be starting soon in a few weeks, and I'm looking forward to that because that's my main sport, baseball. So think about baseball and the duel between a pitcher and a batter. So when a batter is in the dugout, they're looking there. If you look at a baseball game, you see how engaged the baseball players are. Majority, if not all, they're up there at the edge of the railing. They're looking at the game. They're involved. They're in the moment. Yes, you'll have some that sit back on occasion, but for the most part, everyone's engaged. They're observing, and even from the start of the regular season to the end of the season, whether they're in the race for the pennant, whether they're in the race for playoffs, or if they're in last place, they're at the railing, they're engaged, they're studying, they're observing, they're looking at the layout of the defense out there in the field. They're studying the pitcher and the pitches he's making, the moves he makes to home plate, the moves he makes when he throws to first base. And so all of that, they're using it, and it's helping their minds and it's helping their thought process so that they know when they approach the plate how they may approach the pitcher. And sometimes they pull out that pitcher and it's a different pitcher, and so then they make adjustments. So even before a batter gets to the plate for an opportunity to hit the ball, their thought process, their mentality, their mindset starts from the dugout. And I'm going to tie all this into your leadership and the people that you lead, your followership. So then they go on deck. They go on that circle on deck, and they're starting to prepare before it's their turn to get at bat. So from the dugout, they move on to the on deck circle, and they take their practice swings. They're looking at the pitcher, and they get in the stands and practice, and they're observing. And they're also observing the umpire, what balls and strikes he's calling, where the defense is shifting around, but their main focus is on that pitcher. They're getting their mindset ready in preparation for the duel with that pitcher. The batter's thinking about what type of pitches the pitcher might throw at a certain count, or so, and this is just the beginning. All that preparation, all that mindset. Do you think that when they're thinking, that they're thinking, oh, I'm not going to hit the ball, oh, there's no hope, or I'm losing faith, they're thinking negative, they have a lack of empathy for themselves? No. They're gearing their mindset, they're working themselves up, they're building themselves up. They believe, they have that faith that when they get up there, they will get a hit. They will get a single, a double, a triple, or a home run. They have hope. And they have that positivity within them. So, you know, they psych themselves up. They get that energy going within them and their mindset. And if it's a certain pitcher that is a great pitcher and is known for a strikeout pitcher, yes, that can mess with their mind. But they still keep that faith alive, that hope alive, and remain positive. And so when they get up to bat, during that at bat, before the batter gets into the box, the batter, everyone's different. Each batter's unique, just like your team, just like you. You're unique, your mindset's unique, your approach to life, to things are unique. During that at bat, the batter adjusts their gloves, does some practice swings, will look at their bat for cracks, will adjust their helmet, and will adjust their uniform, and they get in the stance, and they get their feet in the right position and grind in the dirt, and they have a certain stance, and they have a certain timing mechanism, so that they time when they swing and hit that ball. Each batter has their own timing, the way they hold the bat and the way they lift their leg and get ready to swing. You know, when you see somebody flicking the bat or somebody moving their foot or the movements they have when they're at bat, that's their own unique timing and their preparation for the swing. And in their mindset, what they're thinking, they're like, I can hit this ball. If it's the right pitch, I'm going to swing and I'm going to hit it. And so each pitch is a mental game between the batter and the pitcher. The pitcher has his own or her own mental game going, their own mindset going. The focus here is on the batter. And once that pitch is pitched, if it's a strike, or if they miss the ball or fell it off, you think then they step out and they're like, oh, well, all is lost. I have no hope, no more faith. It's all negative from here, all downhill. Well, then why even bat? Just stand there and let the pitcher pitch, strike you out. No. They step out, they readjust themselves. Take a deep breath. Then they redo that whole process again, adjusting their helmet, looking at their bats, looking at the defense out there, chewing their gum ferociously, and they get back in there and they prepare again, their timing. And sometimes they'll get a hit, a home run. And sometimes they'll strike out, they'll get out, they'll get frustrated, they'll get upset. But when that cycle comes again for them to get back up to bat, the process starts over again. From that dugout, to the on-deck circle, to getting at bat. And they keep that faith, that hope, that positivity alive. And you'll see some players that go through slumps where they might not get a hit for several games. And it could be that they've lost some of that hope. They've lost some faith in themselves, in their abilities. There's that negativity has crept in. And maybe their mechanics are off. who knows, maybe they're going through something in their personal life that's throwing them off from when they get up to bat. But the majority of baseball players, they do go through slumps. They do go through periods where they don't get hits. They strike out, they get out, they fly out. But they're still, and you might say, well, no, that's their job. They have to go up there and bat. They get paid millions. Yeah, but there's times too where the coaches may bench them. And also, just like us, we will have our slumps at work. And you say, well, we don't get paid as much as baseball players. But you do get paid, and you do generate income at some level that you're getting paid for a service, you're providing a service, you're generating income, whether you're an entrepreneur, you own your own business, you're working for somebody else. We're always working for customers, regardless of where you're at. So does it mean you quit because you've had a bad day? Does it mean you give up because you failed, you made mistakes? No, you get back up to bat. You get back up and you keep at it. You keep your mindset strong. You keep it fluid. You keep it open to shifts in paradigm. You keep that faith within, that hope, that positivity that I might have gotten down now. I might have struck out, but you're going to get back up. So, that's an example of baseball as an illustration, that mindset. It's constant, and it's a constant cycle, and you have to be careful of assumptions. So like a baseball player that goes up there, if they have those assumptions without proof that, oh, well, I'm going to strike out, or I'm going to fly out, or this pitcher's going to strike me out, this pitcher's better than me. Well, if you're accepting all of that as true and there's no proof of it, or even if that pitcher, his numbers reflect that greatness, that caliber of a great pitcher, it doesn't mean you can't get a hit off of that pitcher. So you got to be careful with assumptions and how it can plague your mindset. So, people, including yourselves as a leader, the people that you lead are like baseball batters. Your mindset is unique. The people that you lead, your followership, their mindsets are unique. You have your own style of preparation prior to engaging a task, prior to working toward goals, when you're working toward goals, and when you're embarking on the mission with your eyes on that vision. You will engage this whole process differently. Your mindset, how you prepare for it. And when you're up to bat, when you're engaged in that task, when you're engaged in working toward goals, meeting deadlines, your mindset. If you have assumptions that, well, I can't get this task done. You have assumptions that it's overwhelming. You're already self-defeating yourself. You're saying, oh, there's no hope that I'm going to get this done. And you're thinking negative. Well, you're already defeating yourself. And if you keep that fix there, that mindset fix, well, it's going to continue and continue and continue. You have to break that cycle, unfreeze it. Have your mindset open and fluid. Keep faith and hope alive within your mind. Think positive. Yes, I'm going to get through it. Yes, I will meet the task. Yes, I will meet these goals one way or another. The people that you lead respond differently to your leadership. You're like the pitcher that throws them tasks, goals, missions, and a vision. And yes, you're on the same team. But for this illustrative purpose, sometimes the team, your followership, can feel like you're the pitcher, you're throwing them tasks, you're giving them goals, missions. And sometimes they can think during their at-bats, each one of them will adjust in their unique way to the tasks you give them, to the goals you give them, to the mission and that vision. So don't expect everyone to have the same stance or approach to your leadership pitches. Yes, you're on the same team. Sometimes they can see you as a pitcher and them as the batter, maybe not literally. And sometimes they will strike out. Sometimes they will make mistakes. Sometimes they will fail to meet the goals, to meet the deadline on time. And yes, while all those are important and while all those are a necessity for your business, for your organization, you have to understand their mentality, their mindset, and their timing, their timing mechanics, and understanding that if you as a human being, you as a leader will make mistakes and failures, what more will they make mistakes and fail? So that's where understanding comes in. That's where empathy comes in. And so pitchers and batters, you both try to focus on your game at the same time. And you're attempting to figure out what the other person is thinking. The pitcher is thinking, well, is the batter going to be expecting a fastball, a curveball? And the batter's thinking, well, is the pitcher going to pitch a fastball, a curveball? Is he going to pitch it inside, outside? So there's these mind games, mentality, as they look at each other. And the same similarities with your followers. Work toward understanding, what are they thinking? Seek to understand their thought process. And they should also seek to understand where you're coming from, your mindset, your thought process. And this is where part of transparency is important. And part of that transparency is opening up yourselves and them to vulnerability. And that's a whole nother topic, but vulnerability is critical to understanding your team and them understanding you and understanding each other's mindsets. So, to unfreeze your leadership mindset, you have to keep faith, have to have hope, have to have that positivity and empathy for your team, for your followership, that they will strike out, they will get out, but they're still at bat. You see them coming to work, you see them engaging in tasks, you see them engaging in meeting goals, to meeting deadlines. Just like you, you won't always get it right. They won't always get it right. So that's where empathy comes into play, as I mentioned. And be aware of assumptions. Assumptions within yourself, about yourself, and assumptions about the teams that you lead, the people that follow you. The methods, the notations, and unfreeze that fixed mindset. If you've had a fixed mindset for so long, start practicing being open and making adjustments like a baseball player does when they get up to bat. You have a whole team. You have people that support you. When people go to a baseball game, you have people out in the stands. They're supporting the batter. They're encouraging them. And you may not see it, but they're around. Whether that's the organization, whether that's colleagues, whether that's your team, there's support there. You may not think it, but you should all be on the same team. Striving for that mission, striving for that vision. And mindset plays a critical role. So hopefully today you gained a different perspective, a slight new angle to mindset and being open to thinking differently and having faith, hope, positivity, and empathy wrap around your mindset and energize your mindset, your thought process, and the teams that you lead. Share this with them. Let them know that, hey, your mindset is important to your job, to your career, to your life. And if you can stay positive during droughts, during downtimes, if you keep that hope alive and you have that faith and you have empathy, they, your followers, can accomplish great things in life. You can bring out greatness in them. Mindset is important. And while fear, doubt, and droughts may come, it doesn't mean you stay in a fixed mindset. You keep on grinding. You keep on going. So believe in yourselves. Believe in your mindset. Listen to my previous episodes when I talk about Sherlock Holmes and the Mind Palace and my previous topics. Mindset, your thought process is important. Will it be easy at times? No. But you keep on at it. You keep on at it until that breakout comes, just like a baseball player. They may go through droughts, periods of not getting a hit, not getting on base, but eventually they break through. And then they have a good hitting streak, a good on base percentage. But you can't get there if you just give up. So believe in yourselves, believe in your leadership. Unfreeze that mindset. There is value, great value in it. So remember, you have value. You matter, and no one can take that away from you. Your team has value. Your followership has value. They matter. No one can take their value away from them. Believe in each other. Believe in them. They believe in you. Grow and flourish together. And together, accomplish great things. Unfreeze your mindset through faith, hope, positivity, with a side of empathy. So until next time, take care. Have a great week. Remember to get unplugged from time to time, because you matter.